Hello again. Where is your hometown? The town where you grew up. My hometown is a small and lovely suburban borough called Narberth. It is located 1 mile from the western side of Philadelphia. Narberth is a Welsh name, and it denotes how Quakers from Wales, such as William Penn, founded the Philadelphia area. In fact, Penn worshipped at a Quaker meeting house just a few blocks from our family home in Narberth. I was happy to grow up in this family-oriented town, which reflected much of Americana, with street names such as Elm Street, Windsor Avenue, and Price Avenue. We eight Gillespies had a home at 313 Price Avenue for more than 40 years. It was a great town to be from, although friends would use the biblical question posed about Jesus, quote, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" unquote. My friends would tease and ask, quote, "Can anything good come from Narberth?" unquote. In today's gospel from the fourth chapter of Luke, we hear how Jesus, as an adult, returned to his hometown of Nazareth. As we read, quote, "He taught in their synagogues and was praised by all. He came to Nazareth, where he had grown up, and went according to his custom into the synagogue on the Sabbath day," unquote. Suppose, folks, we imagine the scene of Jesus returning to his hometown. Can you imagine the initial atmosphere of celebration and praise? His teachers and friends were probably very proud to hear their hometown boy doing well. It was as if Jesus was a kind of Nazarene celebrity. Then, as the reading goes, Luke develops Jesus' role in a dramatic way. Notice the tension rising with phrases, quote, "He stood up to read and was handed a scroll of the prophet Isaiah. He unrolled the scroll and found the passage where it was written," unquote. Can you see how and sense how Luke wants us to feel the moment? It is as if Luke is a playwright wanting us to focus on this important moment in the life of his protagonist, Jesus the Nazarene. And then we hear how Luke presents Jesus as proclaiming one of the most profound statements in all of the scriptures. Quote, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord," unquote. And then for a point of dramatic emphasis, Luke describes Jesus' next actions. Quote, "Rolling up the scroll, he handed it back to the attendant and sat down, and the eyes of all in the synagogue looked intently at him," unquote. Luke goes further to suggest the prophetic mind of Jesus in the next sentences. Quote, "He said to them, today this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing. And all spoke highly of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth," unquote. Interestingly enough, today's gospel ends right there, while much more happens in this important fourth chapter of Luke's gospel. You see, while the hometown congregation was first amazed and in awe of Jesus, they suddenly turned on him as if to say, "Who does this Jesus think he is? A prophet like Isaiah?" And then they attack and ridicule Jesus by saying simply, "Is he the carpenter's son?" And a group of them assembles around Jesus and prepare not only to throw him out of the town, but to kill him. That is, until Jesus passes through them. This last section of Jesus' return to his hometown is not presented, nor is the earlier section of the same chapter of Luke's gospel. For you see, Luke chapter 4, verses 1 through 12, we learn in that section how Jesus is tempted in the desert 3 times by Satan, and then immediately afterwards he comes to Nazareth. Folks, placing the entire chapter into one context, we are led to believe that Satan said to Jesus, Okay, mister, you resisted my temptations, and now you see what happens to you, beginning in your hometown among your teachers and friends. It is as if the evil spirit moves his attack from the distant desert right into the heart of Jesus' identity as someone from Nazareth. In a real sense, the passion of Jesus begins in his hometown of Nazareth. But as I mentioned, today's gospel passage does not touch on the context of Jesus' return to his hometown. Curious, don't you think? It is as if the church only wants us to get a glimpse of Jesus' return to Nazareth. So what's going on? Well, to begin with, today's readings and all the week's daily readings occur after Epiphany Sunday, a feast when we celebrated Jesus being manifested to the entire world through the symbolic figures of the three wise men, as a way of keeping to the theme of Jesus' manifestation as the Christ. All of this week's first readings are taken from the first letter of John. And throughout the week, all of the gospel writers, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, are showcased. In other words, today's gospel and the other gospels of the week after Epiphany serve as a prelude to the four gospels' way of telling the story of the Paschal mystery, telling the story of the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. On Monday, we heard from the Gospel of Matthew about the way Jesus taught around Galilee. Then on Tuesday, we heard from the Gospel of Mark about the loaves and the fishes. On Wednesday, there was Mark's passage of Jesus walking on the sea. And looking ahead to Friday, we will hear again from Luke about the cure of the man with leprosy. And then to complete the four evangelists showcased, the church turns to John's passage, where we hear John the Baptist exclaim the words referring to his subordinate role to Jesus. Quote, "He must increase, I must decrease," unquote. All in all, the weeks for the daily readings for the first week of the Epiphany have a unifying thread from the four evangelists, namely, introducing us to the manifestation of God's incarnational presence in the person of Jesus. The story that began in the birth of Jesus in a stable, and today moved to his hometown of Nazareth. In coming weeks of this liturgical year, we will hear principally, by means of the Gospel of Mark, how Jesus moved in and around the town of Capernaum, which, unlike Nazareth, did not reject the words of Jesus. For Capernaum would become the town which Jesus claimed as his own. And finally, folks, we will move with Jesus to Jerusalem, where the Epiphany, the manifestation of Jesus' true identity, comes to fulfillment in his death and then in his resurrection. Friends, as we enter into the year 2021, let us follow with keen interest how Jesus of Nazareth, in performing his ministry, moves primarily around the Galilean seaside town of Capernaum, where we will find him healing, preaching, and teaching, and then finally, we will find him finally meeting his fate in the town or the city of Jerusalem. And following Jesus to this city, we will be led closer to the heavenly Jerusalem, the place where we are all invited to believe will one day be our eternal hometown.